satisfy you. Welcome to Notcast, episode 276, Fertastic Fam Bam. I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Saverin.
I'm confused.
Yes.
Your turn to be confused this week.
Yay. All right, so welcome to all you new listeners. I'm sure there may be a few. Let's get this out here right now. Notcast is a very adult, explicit podcast. We talk about dongs and relationships.
And vajayjays.
And we make a lot of very inappropriate jokes. We are trigger here. We're giving you a trigger warning, right? We're not a family friendly show. So keep that in mind. We find ourselves kind of thrust into a little bit more of a spotlight than we'd prefer. Not that like, oh, you know, we're ashamed of the show, but it's just one of those. We're pretty quiet, and apparently we got retweeted by IMVU, because somebody decided to play around with the Twitter account, Fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect them to retweet
us.
Yeah,
neither did I. People were going, holy shit, this is still a thing?
What the fuck is Notcast?
Well, here you are. If you're listening to this, this is what it is.
So we got like 15 or 20 new followers on our Twitter account today, like out of the blue. And it's just like, well, I guess not out of blue because we know why it happened, but still.
We'll, so to get it out there, unfortunately, Nier is not going to be able to join us today. He has some technical issues on his end.
And ours.
And ours. need more cables than we have and stuff. But hopefully he will be willing and able, to chat in the near future. Because, really, inquiring minds want to know. IMVU? What the fuck?
Why them?
So, we're just gonna, like, kind of get into this. Because it has been a pretty weird week in the world of fandoms.
Hmm.
You know, we have the FA thing, and that's blown up today. Prior to that, you had the Bronies versus Steven Universe fandom.
Speaking of Bronies, that actually reminded me what I wanted to tell you. I just saw that William Shatner tweeted that he could be a Brony. and someone asked who his favorite pony was. He said Rainbow Dash.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So, there we go. Brony community corrupting your childhood favorites.
Your Star Trek community now. Yep. Yeah. First they got John DeLancey, now they've gone back to the original series.
Yeah, they got Kirk. Just wait. Cards next.
Try it.
So card probably like rarity. Anyways, so
I you don't want to start theorizing.
We're not
that. We've got so much to cover tonight. So what did you want to do about? So this other show, the Michael Galaxy or something. I've never heard of it before.
Yes. So this is so bizarre, and it was basically all friendly fire on the Steven Universe side. One of the guys from Questadio is like, I like this show. I'm going to start up a fan site. I'm going to branch. I'm going to fork the website, and we're going to do an iteration that's Steven Universe centric. Because
this
is
the guy
that
runs a Brony site for those that don't know.
And that fandom, at least on Tumblr, went fucking ballistic. Like 24 hours of violent hate via the ever-tolerant medium of Tumblr. And
the Steven Universe?
Yeah, Steven Universe fandom. Like, oh, this is for women and non-binary and trans people only. Straight people, fuck off. Mm-hmm. Men, fuck off. And it eventually basically was like, they actually had one of their directors be like, you know who can't watch the show? Let's see. ISIS and some dude. And then someone's like, but ISIS might learn to be better people if they watch your show. It's like, all right, fine, ISIS can watch. But this other guy can't. and they're like, oh, the Bronies are going to pollute our fandom with all their porn. And then another one of the directors was like, you know, I see all the porn you guys make, right? You guys make this, not the Bronies. And so basically it was all this friendly fire and poisoning their well with a 55-gallon drum of toxic waste while everyone's like, well, I was going to watch that show, but I'm going to stand here and watch the fire.
So let me get this straight. The Equestradalia folks made a sister website
considering making us in the merest suggestion that they were going to develop a website sent the Steven Universe fandom into a frothing rage.
Because how dare a brony like this?
Yeah. You can't steal this show. And I'm like, you can't steal a fucking cartoon show, guys. Cartoons are not a finite resource unless you're an ultra hipster. The reason being,
this is the week.
Yes. The picture, it's a picture of a mouse.
It's a picture Mary Mouse drew, actually. She just tweeted it.
This is Mother Week. Just ridiculous drama all over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had today with F.A. I don't even remember what I was doing this morning. I was just minding my own fucking business, and I see all of a sudden just my Twitter just blows up that I am VU.
Well, Sero texted me, look at Twitter now.
It was Sero, yes. It was Sero blowing the fuck out of Twitter, and then everyone else started in.
I slept long before he said anything.
I wasn't paying attention to Twitter. I was, like, doing some YouTube shit or something. Like, not looking at Twitter this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we will happily give credit to you for mentioning it first, if you really want it.
If you really want to be the catalyst.
Huh? No.
You were like, I said it before Sero did. So I was like,
no, I said I saw other people talking about it before Sero said anything.
Okay. Well, we have it on recording. Sarah. We can go back and verify.
It's not me. Anyway. He told me.
Such a weird, weird thing.
Yeah. And
of course, this is like Death of Fur Affinity number 35, perhaps 37.
I wonder how many people have quit forever and will be back next week this time. I'm gone forever. I'm back.
This great picture I've seen on Twitter. It was a photograph of a panel room at some convention. And it said, the quitting the fandom panel has been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that is perfect.
Yeah, the person that was quitting the fandom has decided to come back before their panel.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start now.
I think the best way is just look at what FA said. What did Dragonair have to say about this situation?
Okay, we want to do is prevent. We want to prevent the facts. No, we want to present the facts. So basically what we know at this point is that Fur Affinity has been sold to IMVU. Do you say it like that or do you pronounce it IMVU?
I have no idea.
Okay. Which is basically been described as like a Second Life style
avatar.
It's an avatar chat room.
Yeah, an avatar chat kind of thing. I personally had not heard of it before. Had you guys?
Vaguely.
I've seen the cards for that in the free-to-play game card section at Target.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Where you buy credits for Facebook and other bullshit, and that's one of the options.
Yeah.
One of the companies that has game cards.
I had not even heard of this before.
It's like a 3D chat program that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I saw somebody selling skins for it once.
I think maybe Tesser uses it, but...
Mm-hmm. But I looked them up on the net. They're a decently large company to have a couple hundred employees. They're out in Mountain View, California, which is in the Bay Area. So, hey, Bay Area furries, if you need a job, you can now go work at Fur Affinity.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. And they, what was I going to say about them? Yeah, they've been around since 2004. FA itself has been around since 2005, so they're only a year older than FA itself. Dragonair has confirmed that basically he now works for them.
Yeah.
Now, the positive of this that I can see is that, and this is all out in public, it's been in Twitter and comments and stuff like that, but basically, Nier quit a job at Amazon a while ago, I don't know how long. And he'd been working 80 to 120 hours a week, massive overtime, no time to do anything, and still responsible for all of these updates that were supposed to go into Fur Affinity.
Yeah.
Now he is actually going to be able to work full time on FA as an employee of this company.
as opposed to trying to shovel it into his downtime.
Right, and having to fund it himself based on
ad revenue.
Personal money, ad revenue, and fundraising.
I don't want to know how much money Dragonair shoveled into this thing.
I mean, he was tweeting earlier today saying that there are times he put entire paychecks into the site.
Now, I remember
disbelieve that at all.
Quite a few years ago, like maybe when FA was like half its present size, he'd posted a budget that was like the hosting for the site was like $1,400 a month, which is huge. So, I mean, let's, you know, be conservative on the growth and say that it's like an even $2,000 a month now or something like that. That's a fuckload of money.
Well, look at what he stores. He stores a lot of images. He stores, you know, some music. And there's, it's a huge website. I mean, between the traffic and everything else in it. I mean, just after working for a website that requires hosting and seeing what we are laying out for our hosting each month. And what we pay every time we go and we add more storage. It's not cheap to run something the size of FA. And he doesn't have, he sells ad revenue. You know,
the ads are cheap as shit.
They're $20 a month. I've had them before for Planet. And I, you know, I see a bunch of ads on FA when I'm browsing, but there's not, you can't put an infinite number of ads on there, otherwise nobody gets any ad penetration, basically.
Yeah. $20 a month? You know, that's nothing.
Have
you ever looked at ad buys on like DeviantArt?
I'm really surprised FA hasn't gone to some kind of paid subscription where you pay to access a certain amount of features for a low price a month, just so he can recoup some of...
For Affinity Gold account.
Yeah,
just to be like able that, to recount some of the hosting fees and be able to save and upgrade, plus be able to pay a couple devs to code. I mean, Furry seemed to think that FA's... It's their right to have a free FA and to suck on that teat for forever, where anybody who's worked in any kind of web design, web hosting business, and you know what kind of prices you pay each month for hosting, or you have to outlay to buy a new server, you know, that's a drop in the bucket. I mean, I don't want to know what Nair's paying out each month for this.
Was.
And I'm not surprised he sold it off, at least with somebody else to subsidize it, because it's got to be just burning money.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, it's like I've seen like even simple websites like Derpaboru. Mm-hmm. They have ads that say, hey, it costs $20 a day to run this site. Buy an ad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like $20 a day. And all they do is basic-ass image hosting.
Is that $500 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you pay for your hosting for yours.
It's like $250 a month.
Yeah. So that's...
And that is, you know, for Planet and Bad Dog Books are not real... server intensive storefronts, and the most bandwidth we use is actually for Notcast, because you're talking about in Bronyville, because you're talking about MP3s and AAC files that add up to quite a bit over X number of listeners across the two shows.
Yeah,
that's where.
And then once we start getting Bad Dog Books rolling and getting a lot more audiobooks up there, that'll be another big chunk.
Yeah, and, you know, so the audio really adds up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and that's...
I mean, $250 a month, that's a couple grand a year just in web hosting.
Yeah.
So, you know, look at that and then look at something the size of Fur Affinity, where you know that they have to have a couple of hefty servers to host it. Just with the amount of site traffic that place gets, never mind the file hosting and everything else. I mean, it has gotten way beyond the business model that they started with, and they really haven't had any capital because right now they can't pay devs, which means that they have to get people to code it out of the kindness of their heart.
Yep.
Which, you know, if you're it's like Nier's pet project, that's great, but
pet projects eventually have to like. Cut your losses, I guess.
You know, so, and I just hear people, I mean, there was a drive a couple years ago where apparently people donated a bunch of money and they were upset about it not being spelled out what every penny went for. And I look at the amount that got donated and I look at what Fur Affinity does And I realized, you know how very, very small that would have gone towards covering. They're basically acting like Neer pocketed this and ran. And even if he pocketed it, I'm sure he paid it out over time to hosting 10 times over. Just yeah. with what that site does.
Well, I think a lot of it, you know, we're coming at it from the angle of adults that, you know, have run websites and know what it costs to host shit. And, like, FA does host MP3 files up to 10 megabytes apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And there's free musicians that have their stuff up there. And that's great. But
it costs money.
It costs money. And so, like, while I certainly don't fault him at all for being like, wait a minute, I can quit working for Amazon for a million hours a week and commit 40 hours a week to what I want to do with FA under different ownership, and I'll get paid.
And it's
fuck, I would jump on that.
A lot of the complaints I'm hearing is, did it have to be IMVU? Right. You know, the criticism mostly is who he sold it to, not necessarily. I mean, one, it's the pain that he sold it. And that there's a lot of squawking about that because that raises uncertainty on what they're going to do to the site. But a lot of it is, why these guys? Why IMVU?
Well, I mean,
and I'm like, who else is he going to sell to? There's that's a good no question, other. Really. There's no other large furry corporations that would take it on.
Actually, so interestingly, he had said he got multiple offers in recent months to sell the site. One of them wanted to buy it just to shut it down.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I will pay you however many thousands of dollars to, I don't know.
I wonder if that was like Weasel or.
You have to wonder.
It's like some rich furry that just really hates FA.
Yeah, and there were other furries that wanted to buy it and kick the whole staff off and take it in a different direction. There was somebody that wanted to buy it and turn it into a storefront where it would not be, you know, a gallery community kind of thing like it is now. And the reason he went with IMVU was that was the only offer that they wanted, that basically he's still in the admin of it for the most part.
He's not giving up his baby.
And they didn't want to change a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
They wanted to help improve it in the same way that he has wanted to improve it, but not
overhaul
not
it.
Take it over and shit it up.
Not shut it down, not kick everybody off it, not destroy it.
Yeah, so that was
it.
His rationale for doing it. And let me just say that I've used FA for 10 years. You know, I joined it the first year it was up.
Forget when I joined
My account dates back to 2006, so yeah.
2000. It has like hundreds of thousands of people on it. And this guy can't take a crap without getting like tons and tons of criticism. You know, he could sell the site, not sell the site, sell it to this company, sell it to a furry company, sell it to somebody else. Like if he sold it to a furry company, it would be people would be like, oh, I hate that guy. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, sell it to another company. They would have a different set of problems.
Yeah. I registered my FA account in 2006.
If I personally got the same amount of nasty trolling comments and constant questioning about every aspect of the business that was nobody's fucking business and just a constant haranguing, I would have dumped the whole thing and walked the fuck away years ago. You know, I am really honestly surprised that he just did not take the highest amount of money offered and pay off the massive amount of debt that he's thrown into this thing and walk away.
Yeah.
You know?
I could just see you taking, like, the server rack full of hard drives to an industrial shredder doing a YouTube video. Hey, Fur Affinity's going down.
Forever.
You know?
Pushes it down the stairs.
I would not blame him at all. And if he did, I would have just been like, yeah, I understand that. Okay. Move on to the next one.
That kind of sucks. Oh, well.
Yeah. But, you know, amazingly, he did not do that. And, of course, he's still getting a massive amount of shit for it, which will probably die down eventually. But
I think it's just the usual panic of, oh, my God, the sky is falling.
Yeah. And, you know, I understand some of the concerns. This is the first time a major furry institution has been taken over by an outside-the-fandom entity. You know, it's actually an outer world mainstream world corporation. And that is worrying, you know, because when companies get a hold of other companies,
they often destroy the things that people like about
they it. They restructure them. They fire lots of staff. You know, yeah, they fuck them all up and they change directions and stuff like that. That is a concern. And, you know, Dragonair has said that that's not going to happen. The truth is, we won't know until it happens. But I really think we should kind of pull the reins in on completely shitting our pants at this point in the game. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like people are finding out the government of America just made a truce with Iran, and the only stipulation of it was we have to get rid of all the fur fags. So they're coming for us, and they're going to round us up and put us in the shredder with all of our magazines and servers.
Oh, man.
You know, that didn't happen. It's not, the world is not ending.
The pink paw.
You know, they're going to round us all up into concentration camps and stuff like that. And
yeah,
okay, I registered mine in 2006. I finally found where that shows.
Yeah, it's on the profile.
What date? February 9th.
Oh, it beat me by a few months. I was in July.
Mm.
It was like, oh, hey, there's this new website I should join.
Yeah.
And thus, I have used it for 10 years.
Because I think it had been there, and then it went away, and then it came back.
Well, it had problems with a couple of the servers for a little while. That's where they did a bunch of the fundraising.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, it was like offline for like months at a point. Yeah. Well, like the actual people from IMVU had posted a comment to their forum. It was someone named Varsha, who's IMVU staff, basically saying there, because I am, one of the other concerns was IMVU is, it does not allow any adult material in their store, that their avatar store, like the skins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you can't sell a t-shirt with like cocks all over it or whatever. And people were flipping out that, oh my God, they're going to ban all the porn and shit like that. And they've actually said that they're not doing that. They're not taking control of any of the AUP, the content,
yeah,
or things like that.
TOS and AUP basically stay as yeah. they are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, and for those critics of Dragonair, one thing that you should like about this, Dragonair is now held responsible
by a higher authority.
By this company. He's an employee. If he fucks up and FA doesn't hit its deadlines for actually getting these updates and improvements in place, he's held accountable by a boss. Yeah. So,
and he's also held accountable if some of the... There's been some shit through the years about actions admins have taken, and so he's... And now there's another entity that has to, you know...
There's oversight.
Yeah.
I don't know how much actual oversight they're going to take in, like, day-to-day operations like
yeah,
that.
Probably yeah, probably going
to be... But if something blows up...
Yeah, if something becomes huge. I would hope that they would have... They would give him some resources to handle, like, trouble tickets. Because I've heard of people having trouble tickets open for, like, 2 years and shit like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, this guy's harassing me, can you ban him? And it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, I kind of doubt that they're going to be like, there's now going to be official paid FA staff. It's still going to be like, probably still like near in his, you know, admin.
Yeah. Oh, that was another thing that was funny. Some fuckwit on Twitter who pulled something out of their ass. This is a different conversation than the one we were having, actually. Okay. Basically replied to Dragonair and said, well, what about the co-owners? Nobody told them that you were selling it. And he's like, what co-owners? And it's like, yes, exactly. Dragonair has been the sole fucking owner of this website since he bought it from the original guy back in 05 or 06. And it's like, where the fuck did you think there were other owners? Like it just seemed very out of left field and very like, I'm going to start some shit. I'm just going to make some shit up, you know, to sling something else in the way.
Well, that kind of goes back to something we discussed a little bit ago where someone was like, well, how do you know that the directors of Furry Fiesta aren't pocketing all this money?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because
yes. I'm the president
of the board of directors.
Of the board. Yeah, it was someone who was emailing our general contact line, and they were complaining about the price of Furry Fiesta's admission. And I was basically saying, it's like, it's how we pay for the hotel next year. People have to pay this year so we can do it again. And after a couple of back and forth of, no, this is what lets us do this again, pulled out, well, have you looked into what your board is siphoning off? Basically, do you know what kind of salary you're the president of the board? I said, yeah, probably, yeah, actually I do, because that's me, and I usually sink a couple $100 into TFF every year. Yeah. I don't get paid diddly shit.
Yeah.
I think it kind of boils down to a lot of just entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, FA, you're put heart and fucking soul and time and money into it, and, you know, for like us with Fiesta, you know, there's people mm-hmm. that aren't ever going to be happy, but, you know, whatever. The vast majority are. But yeah, it's like,
what?
We're not, you know, buying tubs of caviar and...
What people are acting like is that
and champagne pools.
FA is some kind of non-profit community property that, you know, just by posting art on,
you own a bit.
You own a bit. And there is an extent where, yeah, content providers, you generate the whole thing that is FA. But they're acting in part like FA belongs to them, almost.
It's kind of a chicken and egg argument, though. It's like, you wouldn't have your stuff on the platform if the platform didn't exist.
And the platform wouldn't exist as much as it did if it didn't have the content. So, yeah, it is, but... It's more, you know, it is a business. It does have to not drain Dragonair's pockets to death.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame him for looking for a little bit outside help and monetize. And I've been saying for years that if FA, like us, offered a paid subscription for a monthly to get a couple of extra thingies, you know, I would go for it. Because I believe I know how much it costs, and I would have paid a subscription to FA just to... You know, chip in and help keep those servers chugging.
We'll mm-hmm. grant you the ability to punch people over TCP/IP. Shit. Slap down the wall.
Oh my god, like, everybody would fucking sign up for that.
So,
hire Jay and Silent Bob to go from house to house with the How Many People Want to Kick Some Ass song playing on the boombox. Just beat the shit out of people.
I believe on this one you called him a cock-sucking motherfucker. Are you Johnny Foxcock 63? Okay.
Yeah. Boom. Boom.
All right, so I think we have kind of beaten this to death.
I don't know if we call ourselves pro or anti. It's more like, let this play out.
I think it's more we understand why.
And yeah. Let it play out and see where this is going to go before you go, I'm quitting FA again.
I mean I'm going to say, like, I use FA. I enjoy using FA. I'm not a super critical person in general. I don't agree with every decision Dragonair's ever made.
Exactly.
I don't agree with every decision I've made. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that Fuzzwolf guy.
That's the thing. People are we're only human, despite what some people believe. And humans fuck up. And humans sometimes make bad decisions and say stupid shit, which I have done on Twitter, along with many other people.
I've done dumb shit. Lots of times.
Yeah, like swallow your soda the wrong way and
yeah.
Die doing a podcast.
You are not a fish. You do not breathe liquids.
I've got two more podcasts to do this week.
Yeah. I'm just like, you know, nobody's perfect. Give people a fucking break, you know? Like, you'll see people demanding information. Information will be provided, and then they'll speculate that they just made it up. It's like, but it's a screenshot, or it's a photograph of the bill from the survey. Oh, it could have been Photoshop. You know, yeah. If you're not going to believe, if you're determined to hate somebody or hate a site, you're not going to believe any evidence
look
to
at
the contrary.
Look at that bitch over there eating crackers like she owns the place.
What?
it's a line, like, any... Once you hate somebody enough, everything they do is offensive. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of this little girl eating crackers in the comments. Look at that bitch over there eating crackers. Cracker's like she owns the place.
One day, Tack said that to something similar to that. I was at an adjacent table to him and Sal at a con, and he goes, "Look at Fuzz over there eating his sandwich. Smug son of a bitch."
So I think we're going to go to break now, and then we will hit the emails. We'll play a song from somewhere, probably.
This probably. Week's song is Fuck F.A. Forever by the furry community.
Yes.
Which is what they're telling us.
This week's song is Burning Up by DJ Redlight, a remix from ostremix.org from Dr. Mario, remix of the song Chill from back in 2007.
Links are in the show notes.
And we're back. This week's question of the week, do ponies have fingerprints?
That's a valid question.
The answer is no.
Yeah. Maybe if they had, like, horseshoes that had, like...
some sort of design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, like, custom horseshoes.
Uh-huh.
Custom hoof boots that have, like, their cutie mark on the sole, so whenever they prance around, they leave their mark. Only the most narcissistic of bitches would do that.
That butt mark could belong to anybody. No. No, not really.
No.
Except in that one town in season 5 where they all have the same cutie mark. But getting ahead of myself.
It's all the human rights campaign town. It's really weird. They're really pro-gay rights, but they're, like, really against individuality. It's kind of strange. We'll see how that goes in, like...
They're all the same.
2 weeks
same.
Now.
Yeah, I saw some brony was doing a countdown.
I'm going to be in California that weekend. Hope that my... We're going to go to emails. But we should probably...
Do you want to just stick with the topic ones for now? Or?
We'll do the topic ones, and then we'll hit the real ones, because Kylie did send us...
Actually, it's already 9:40, and I have work tomorrow. Let's do the real ones, if you want to do the real ones, and then we'll hit however many of the fuck FA ones that we have time for.
All right, well, I'm just going to hit there's like there's two regular ones, then everything else is for affinity.
Okay.
So, all right, good, it loaded. This is the version that Kylie meant to send last week on modern Christian sex education. Hi, Notcast. I have a sister who's about to turn 13 and is taking her first sex ed classes. As such, my parents bought her a book titled Created by God, Tweens, Faith, and Human Sexuality. I'm sure you're imagining what I am, a two-page pamphlet that says that sex and masturbation are bad and abstinence is the only way. To put it bluntly, this 144-page book is more than thorough... or is more thorough and unbiased than the total sum of all my sexual knowledge by the time I started college. Here are some excerpts. There are several pages dedicated to showing what normal people might look like naked, so these kids don't expect everyone, including themselves, to be idealized. There is a section that talks about how masturbation is your own choice and definitely not a sin. It also talks about the real-life consequences extensive masturbation might have, such as irritation and using it in place of a relationship.
There's even instructions. It just says up, down, up, down, up, down, copy, paste.
Left, right, BA, start.
That's for girls. There's a section that...
And it's like, according to the Bible, Jesus had nothing to say about masturbation. Well, okay.
Cool.
Because that's true. There's a section that talks about gay people and starts by asking, why are some people gay? And responds to the simple truth that no one knows what decides affects a person's orientation. Later, it discusses that you can't tell by observing someone and that you shouldn't hurt others because of their orientation and that God loves them no matter their sexuality. That's progressive. There's a section that talks about how oral sex is just another form of sex and that activity between any two consenting adults is okay. There's a section on abortion just after one on adoption, which simply discusses what it is, how it's done, and the reasons for having one and the benefits and drawbacks. There's a section that talks about STDs and how you shouldn't judge others if they have one. I derped and forgot to take a photo of the exact paragraph, but here's some more I had to say on the subject. It's like, before getting married or before becoming sexually involved, persons who have been sexually active with others should be tested for STDs. Know this, you cannot look at a person and tell if he or she has a sexually transmitted disease because AIDS symptoms may not appear until long after a person has been infected. It is usually not possible to tell whether or not a person has AIDS. The only way to be completely safe is the avoidance of all behavior that puts you at risk. So,
AKA abstinence.
Or wrapping your junk. There's a section that uses scripture to demonstrate men and women are just two biological sexes, not opposites. In fact, there's an entire chapter discussing different genders. There's one section I wish I had when I was entering prepubescence, which describes first ejaculation and what an orgasm is. And many such remarkably informative and correct sections. Now, obviously this is a bias in it that is centered around a Christian perspective, but not one that teaches things I find so many have learned from past Christian upbringings. I find it uplifting that kids are being told things that largely go against so much harmful bigotry and help them understand so much right out of the gate. Faith and humanity status restored.
That's a nice one.
Your trans pingo girl from Georgia, Kylie Rogue. Rouge.
Yeah, I actually thought that was really amazing.
Oh, and Tia added a postscript, it does have a two-page section about the pros and cons of abstinence.
Which, you know, I'm fine with, yeah. You know, but they're also presenting it with condom use and
STDs, and this is what your body might look like. Not everybody looks the same. Mm-hmm. That's surprisingly comprehensive, and I'm glad that your parents are, like, getting this information in her skull, because it's probably a hell of a lot better than anything being discussed in her school.
Yeah. Okay, so
then which there's one that say, hey, Patreon joined with another website, and that's not actually a regular email, so I'm going to archive that.
Okay.
Okay, so...
In view thingy?
No, this one's actually about our doing a patron.
Oh, okay.
I'll just read this one real quick.
All right.
Hiya, not mages. I keep hearing you guys tease us with a Notcast Patreon. Do it already. I've been looking for a way to throw money at you loons for a while now. You started up and you've got a few bucks for me, guaranteed. Anyway, I hear this week's theme is labels. I have a theory. People used to, and some still do, believe that when you give something a name, you gain power over it. So much in the light of that belief, to invoke the name of something is to wield power over that thing. I think that labels work in a similar way. When you place labels on yourself, you are accepting that as a part of yourself, and you are making a statement to others that it is part of your being. When you tell a person you are a certain label, that label has a world of implications behind it. In informing them that you have that label, you allow them to make a series of assumptions about you before that conversation can continue. In that way, the label defines you before you can fully define yourself.
I'm sorry, I'm totally thinking of the Shakespeare episode of Doctor Who, where the witches had to know something's true name. And then they could have power over it. Like, they found out Martha's name and then tried to control her.
Oh.
But then they couldn't find the real name of the doctor. So they were like, you have no name!
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. Okay. Diversion of the Doctor Who faggotry. Please continue.
For example, I am a human male. As I walk around, those labels are apparent, but I don't have to tell anyone. Most people can guess just by looking at me. If they choose to look further, I have a skin color as another label for them to make assumptions on. However, they most likely cannot guess all of my interests and my personality simply from looking. So if they talk to me, they can ask, what things do you like? This is where I have the opportunity to label myself. I'm a gamer. I'm a furry. I'm a brony. I'm an anime fan. That's four labels, and all of them have a series of negative and positive connotations to them. As an uneducated person who has only seen the Comedy Central Furry Force video and saying I'm a furry, it's very possible they can get a wrong idea. I, being a thinking person, should know that I've probably opened that jar of worms. So it is up to me to either explain myself or leave them with a possibly bad mental image of me and my tastes. Labels can also lead to expectations towards your behavior. I'm sure many gay, lesbian, bi, or transgendered individuals have gotten the, huh, you don't act gay, lesbian, trans conversation. This is because the labels therein have a fictitious persona attached to them.
Funny. She doesn't look Druish.
Yeah, I get the, oh, you're gay? Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
I find that labels are, much like Shiva said, a conversation piece. They allow you to start talking and define pieces of your identity. They give you a wonderful means of describing yourself, but they are a double-edged sword if you're not allowed to elaborate upon them and continue a conversation. They can harm you without you taking any action just because of the impressions they give people. Power can be good or bad in the wrong hands, or paws, or hooves, or tentacles. I get what I mean. I think I'll stop here and hear what some other people think on the topic, but I do have a few things to clear up before I go. Last ep, a listener wrote in with a diagnosis / reply to my email asking if I was emotionally broken. I appreciate their answer as well as yours. The advice that you guys gave me was amazing and really made me feel better.
You just said that you gays gave me.
You gays.
You queermos.
Look at you all labeling us and shit. Oh.
Freudian slip there. The advice you guys gave me was amazing and really made me feel better. While not demisexual, I appreciate the write-in and the suggestion. I am bi and very much the person to think, I want to fuck that, whenever I see any attractive person. I don't act on it, nor do I see that reaction as anything other than a primitive urge to breed. But I do think it. Therefore, with a sexual urge being there and me not wanting to have any more labels than several I already do, I'm going to stick with being bi.
When I creepily sneak down an alley and tug one out.
Thanks again, Notcast, for the many years of funny, fun, and truthfully helpful and good-spirited advice. You guys are amazing. One of the reasons why the furry community is so amazing, well, one of the reasons that isn't dongs or boobies. Live long, Notcast, and party on, fur fags. The serval in the mountains, Taryn. P.S. Sorry for the wall of text and the PS that made it a longer wall of text. But it was all written, and there's paragraph breaks.
Yes.
Oh, we appreciate that so much.
You have no idea.
A true wall of text is the one where there's like no paragraph breaks, and it's just this wall of text. And
there's misspellings, there's no breaks, there's no periods.
Yeah.
You kind of have to guess where sentences are supposed to end.
Like, you'll be reading, run out of breath, and be like, wait a minute, that part's really weird. Oh, it's because there was supposed to be a comma back here.
Or a period, or a...
Yeah. Well... Mm-hmm. Going back to the very front of the email, you were talking with an artist about possibly doing some art, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to Idis, who does all of our cute Fez and Rory artwork on the For Planet site.
Yes.
About doing artwork for our Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I assume it would be just as cute.
Yep. Also, you need to do the rest of the milestones. Or not milestones. The
goals.
No, not the goals. The sponsorship levels.
Oh.
Because right now there's like a dollar on there, but you need to do...
It's like a dollar an episode.
Yeah, we need to come up with like a $5, $10, $50, whatever.
Okay.
You know, $500.
For $50, Fuzz gives you a blowjob at the next con he runs into.
Well, no, see,
I'm not
already,
the fox. I'm already selling Saverin's ass.
But you go to more cons than he does, so you get around more.
But the thing is,
if we really got like a grand an episode, we could pay to fly Saverin to a con. to put out like, for all the patrons. So it'll be Knockcast patron party. Woo!
Yeah,
it's he'll just be like just tied to a fuck bench, you know, like the fox in stocks.
Yeah, you just had to, you know.
There's just a
we would buy the 55 gallon jug of lube.
No, there's just
pick an end.
I'm cheap, man. There's just a jar of Crisco.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I got some lard for your fat cocks. Grease them up, boys. We're going elbow deep. And for $1,000 an episode, you can totally hold Saverin like a hand puppet. Work that jaw. That's my prostate, not my jaw.
I'm not actually a puppet.
No, you are not allowed to reenact Alien because we will need him in One Piece for more episodes.
He needs
episodes
to be able to talk later on.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We'll go easy on the oral because it's your voice that's your moneymaker.
Yeah.
Now, if your the other end gets maker, heavily used, we know people who's got a stash of padding, we can go with it.
Oh,
moving on.
Holy shit, you went there. Like, wow.
Thanks, Shiva. And hey, you know what? If you've made it to this point in the episode, we're going to give you some clap. It's going to be just like the end of the Eva. We're just going to clap and say, congratulations. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You heard it here first. We're going to Rainforest.
Start donating that money and we'll sell my body. Yes, we're not actually selling my body.
For science.
Just take my body's in, you can sell it to science fiction. Oh. Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay, so let's read a few of these. We have about 15 minutes left on the show. So let's read a few of these FA reaction emails. It's your turn, Fuzz and Shiva.
Okay. I'll go ahead and read this little one then. Imvu thingy. Okay, so my opinion on this is that FA is inevitably going to lose a lot of users due to this. That's okay, because there's a new furry born every minute. And even more, if Imvu is going to start charging for account privileges and special rights. Oh, okay, lose even more, gotcha. I can only hope that they don't make that mistake. Also about that transparency promise, 2 months, jeez, flux the fox. Okay, that was a point that was raised that I actually did want to address that.
Yeah.
I think people are being really dumb about. So the site was sold, FA was sold to Imvu in January. And this is March 19th, I think. Okay, yeah. This is mid-March and yeah, it's being announced. And people are like, oh my God, 3 months later. Number one, that's not how math works. It's not 3 months, it's two. Do how the calendar works. And number two, you know, as other people pointed out, there was probably an NDA. You also do not discuss. There was lawyers. Contracts. You do not discuss business shit before it's finalized. And then even when it is finalized, you don't discuss until both companies have actually drafted an announcement on it.
Mm-hmm. They inform their shareholders if they have shareholders.
Right. And
they bring all their staff up to speed.
Actually, apparently, Invu is a public company, which I didn't notice. So they probably do have shareholders.
Oh.
Yeah. So hey, you can now buy shares in Furaffinity. in a subsidiary kind of way. This is not just something. I mean, I even have to wait for specific good times or like when I first owned 4Planet, my strong preference was I'm not going to announce anything for sale until I'm holding a finished copy in my hand.
Yeah.
And then I kind of lightened up on that because we got our processes very smooth and I trust my printers now. And so now I can do pre-orders. But I still don't just like chat to a guy on FA like, hey, I want to publish your comic. He says yes. Okay, cool. Hey, we're publishing this guy's comic. It doesn't go like that.
No.
You know? We have to discuss all the details on email, and then we have to sign a contract, and then it's like, okay, I want them to do the cover art, and then we can do an announcement and figure out when we're both going to be at the same con. And there's a lot of little details that go into this. And this is on a much larger scale. You know, you're talking about selling a multi-hundred thousand user website to a $55 million publicly traded company. Yeah. There's a lot of red ink here. Yeah, that's how much Invu's worth. There's the figure I saw, $55 million. Oh. I don't know what they paid for FA.
So it's a matter of, okay, well, when you go to sell a business and it trades hands, like you said, there's a whole bunch of contracts that have to go back and forth. There's a lot of legalese to tighten up. And then once you've actually sold the actual business, you have to structure inside. Like, okay, Dragon Ear signed the paper. It now belongs to somebody else. There's still going to be a period of changeover where he's not going to be wanting to deal with this malarkey while he still figures out how, you know, Invu's, IMVU, whatever you want to call it, it and him are going to work things out. So while they're still in talking for how this is all work out, he doesn't really have time to deal with the furry community blowing up. And to be fair, you didn't hear for 2 months. What difference has it made? The website hasn't changed in those 2 months. No new surprising things have come out.
It's actually changed for the better. They've introduced, like, they updated the note system. They introduced the edit your comments thing since then.
If
you figure, FA's been under outside ownership for the last 2 months. They've actually rolled out
changes
and features since then. Kind of shows that the, hey, Nier can work on this a little bit more is actually working.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just there's a lot that goes into selling a business, especially, like you said, one as big as Furaffinity, where you don't just sign the paper and announce it. You have to sign the paper, prep the stuff, write press releases, write announcements, get your new bosses to go over this to make sure. Mm-hmm. Wait for them to get back to your revisions, tweak it again, send it to them, and go back and forth until it's a good time for everybody, and everybody's got their ducks in a row.
And I'd say even more so in this case, when you have a community that you know is going to shit themselves over any kind of major announcement from this website.
Mm-hmm.
You just know it, and you might as well try to get everything lined up as much as possible before you put that out
there. Dragonair, I flossed my teeth this morning. Oh my God, you took time to do that instead of working on FA.
You could close my trouble ticket while you were taking that dump.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he signs the note. I finished this, I closed the trouble ticket on the shitter. Smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've answered your trouble ticket. Ploop.
Flush.
So, the next one's from Jeeves the Roo, if you want to take that one, Jeeva.
That's a big one.
It's not too bad. It just looks big on the phone screen.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
Dear Notcast, Jeeves here. It's been a little while since I last wrote in, so what better way to return than with my opinion on the latest fur drama-ing? I believe that the biggest cause for concern in the whole IMVU-FA merger is the fear that
Invufa
is somehow this will lead to Furaffinity becoming something other than what it is now. That place being a place for people to share and browse art and stories to an existing and, far as I'm aware, unparalleled in size, crowd of people who share their basic interest in anthros and or naughty parts. I, too, felt this initial reaction, and my very first reaction upon hearing that the merger was to post a journal on FA telling my watchers where else they could find me, were the site to suddenly and cataclysmically implode underneath its own weight. But then, just 20 or 30 minutes before writing this email, I saw a tweet. A tweet which kind of made me stop and go, huh, yeah, that's kind of true. Fur Affinity, no matter how big it is and how widely regarded as the primary furry art site, is not the fandom. If FA dies, the fandom doesn't cease to exist. And that's fair. It was here long before FA was around.
I was here on VCL, you damn kids.
The artists you like won't stop posting on the internet. They'll just be a Google search away on whatever alternative sites fill the void, be that existing ones like Weasel or So Furry, or somewhere new that tries to replicate the best parts of FA without some of its more obvious flaws. So yeah, I was a little concerned about the news for about 5 minutes, but now I'm perfectly fine with the fact that FA has been acquired by another company. If they manage to do something good with it without inconveniencing the user base, then great. And if things go tits up, we'll gladly listen to you guys banter on the newest furry art sites while it's reminiscing fondly about that old FA mascot. Oh, wait, what's his name? Bender, Blender, Flanders, something like that. Hope you're all well. Ever enthusiastic, Jeeves, the Roo, Scotland.
Yeah, I mean...
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
It's like, I have accounts on both InkBunny and on Weasel, and Notcast has a Weasel account now.
And I wonder if that's not why we're not a little bit more blasé about it, as we remember the fandom before FA and all the alternative places that were popular before FA. And yeah, we know it's going to continue after FA eventually folds. It'll take on a new form, and there will be no new social centers, but it's been here before. It'll outlive after. I mean, it's been around since, what, the 70s? Something like that?
The fandom, yeah, the 70s.
Yeah. So,
how many of y'all actually used YERF, listeners? How many of you know what YERF is?
Or see, VCL, you know, or funny? FAE, or...
I know what it was, but it like, crashed just as I was getting into the fandom. And then it never really came back up.
No. YERF was the clean archive, wasn't it?
Yep. It was previously known as the Squeaky Clean Furry Archive.
And then it became YERF.
Then it was YERF, and then the owners, like, split up, and then they had a major hard drive failure, and this was before the internet was
apparently
really about backups, and so they were like, well, fuck it.
Apparently, Wikifur has the data somewhere.
Huh.
Like, they were given what the YERF people had, and they just haven't really been able to, like, put it back online or anything like that.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a time capsule.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the problem might be is that they're not going to have permission from any of the artists to, like, repost their stuff anywhere. Like
some of these people might be dead. Some of these people might not be in the fandom anymore.
I know some of them are dead. Yeah. There's been a few deaths of, like, slightly older
furries. That was late 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At this point, it's probably just good to deep sick.
Their Team Fortress server. It's called Yiffy Foxies.
It's kind of funny that a Squeaky Clean Archive had Yiffy Foxes as a server.
Yeah, but I don't know how many of the people that are reacting so incredibly outraged remember anything before FA. You know, or, you know.
I mean, we have things that are older than FA, like So Furry.
Yiff Star.
Yeah.
Wasn't it something before Yiff Star? I forget.
No, it was Yiff Star.
Okay.
The first it was just stories for a while, and they branched it out.
And then, which they actually did before it changed names, and then they eventually changed names when they rolled out the new UI.
Okay.
Which, that's part of the problem that FA has. I mean, when So Furry rolled out the new UI, everybody hated it. Like, they got so much backlash over that. And then they've done a bunch of revamping since then, and people hate it a little less now. But, you know, for all the people that are yelling and screaming about doing all these changes on FA, there's going to be just as much yelling and screaming about how much they hate what changes on FA.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Change is always bad.
They might add folders, which would be nice, but if they don't add them in the right way, somebody's going to complain about it, you know?
I'm sure even if they add it in the right way for 90%, there's going to be the 10% bemoaning.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have to look through different directories. I can't just page through the entire thing. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prove your tag. It's like, that's not the artist to tag their shit, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Tag your shit.
Well, you know, maybe a tagging system that works would be something that FA can add, because that's something they need. Like, for all the complaints about Ink Bunny being pedoland, basically, at least Ink Bunny's tagging system, you can block specific tags.
And I like, do you remember back in the day, the VCL had the filter when you could see all the new uploads and you could just kill... particular, it would be kind of like FA's mm-hmm. front page where, okay, yeah, you never want to see this dude again. You never want to see this dude again. Right. And you could just nuke
the people. It wasn't like, was it specific people or was it just like type? Because it was like all, and then like you could parse it down to like, all right, well, I don't want to see the ultra extreme stuff. I don't want to see the fetish stuff.
I thought you could actually make a list on your personal account of artists that you could didn't want to see.
Yeah, that's what it is. Is you sign into your account and you could nuke artists.
You like, never had a VCL. This guy always draws gore, so I don't want to see him. So I'm going to put him on my I don't want to see list.
Yeah, because kind of for VCL, what I used to do is just look at all the new uploads. Mm-hmm. And if I saw saw somebody do a trend of stuff I didn't like, I just nuked their stuff.
Yeah, and you could see like three at a time, so it was a pretty decent idea of
what they did.
What you may or may not like, yeah.
And
so, wow, you didn't have a VCL. You're from the before time. Wait, how did you not have a VCL as long as you've been in the fandom?
To be fair.
I didn't ever sign up. I just browsed the site.
Oh, okay. I see, so, I had a VCL because I was posting
Orlando
stories.
Free Archive. I never had an account.
So I had to be able to
But they're
in.
Also like, you should be this, and you have to register with an email. And I'm like, no. Internet people, they're all stalkers. They'll find out I'm a furry.
So, and I haven't been on...
I was 13
mm-hmm.
when I found the fandom.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I, I haven't really been on Weasel all that much to know what it is or what it is, and I don't even have an Ink Bunny account, I think.
I just
if
have
I did,
the account
I
may... to keep my name.
Now, So Furry, I'm not so fond of their image archiving, but I really like how they have their format for posting stories.
Mm.
They've got a really nice, friendly editor. It's good to page through, whereas FA is kind of derpy. Yeah, when it comes to story posting.
Yeah, they're definitely... I mean, FA was clearly designed as an image archive or gallery system.
And they really
What is
mean
that creaking noise? It's somebody's chair.
It's Shiva's headphone cable running up against the crenellation on the
that thing, I
the
think.
Edge of the pop filter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was one of these things actually
twisting. No,
or at first I thought it was your chair, Saverin.
No, my chair is having a catastrophic failure and it's going to...
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, so each website has its ups and downs. Some has this thing that's where it's like, ooh, that's a really good idea.
Mm.
And FA really could have used to harness some of those, oh, hey, that's a really good idea. Let's wrap it into what we already do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think I don't know if it's been a lack of time, lack of money, lack of personnel. They just haven't really pumped out a lot of updates.
Guess all three of those.
Yeah.
Considering the discussion we had just a little bit ago about the 80 hours a week plus FA plus... putting whole paychecks into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's hard to get good coders without being able to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that takes it back around to you, Saverin, if you want to...
All right, let's read this.
Now, one of these with MU and FA, the guy signed but his name but does not want the name read out. So.
That's fine. So, Anon says, saw your tweet and decided to write you a little note with comments. I am VU, in my experience, is a company that can and will strong-arm anyone who depends on them the moment the commercial edge, customer binding, sales, microtransactions on the platform, isn't maximized to their liking. Plenty of gaming communities have already been burnt by them by getting their users dependent on the social interactions offered, only to be forced, or attempted to anyway, into commercial deals that neither the gamers nor the community leaders wanted. I cannot and will not support them with my patronage. And I'm rather displeased on top of this deal was apparently closed in January, but only made public now. That does explain the sudden advertisements on FA for IMVU, though, which I already found an odd match to begin with. Because of this, I'm leaving. I've stuck with FA through thick and thin for many years, but this, no. I can't have a good conscience continuing to use and supporting FA now, knowing that they're owned by IMVU. FA's independence, despite stated by staff in the announcement on FA, will only go so far from this point forward, no matter what the staff might think. There's a very high price to be paid for getting access to IMVU IT infrastructure and resources.
And
kind regards, Anon.
That's
an angle that we don't know. Like, I've never interacted with this group.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them at all.
You obviously have Anon, and so we'll obviously have to respect your opinion, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And like we mentioned in the email previous, there's other places to go.
Mm.
And if you choose to FA, that's your own choice, and... You know, I just advise, see where things go over the next few times and see what happens.
Yeah. Wait and see is probably the best thing to do. All right. It is past 10 o'clock. In fact, it is 10:10. We want to just call it at this point. We've got a few more emails.
A couple quick tumblers. Or Twitters. Oh, wait. Those vanished.
Although... The ones from me and Saverin were emails that we were having back and forth about the Google Doc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just archived them because they weren't something we were going to
read. Yeah, I was thinking, I'll make a Google Doc that has the information, but we just pulled it up on our
things. Well, we only have three left to go. We might as well just, if Fuzz is okay with that.
My back's starting to kind of kill me, but...
Well, we can hold them for next week and see what happens in the interim.
There's...
See if these people's...
These will be kind of dated by then.
All right, well, how long are they?
One's super long and has links, which we've seen, basically.
So there's one that's pretty short, and then actually a couple of these that are pretty long.
A lot of this isn't stuff we've already covered.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've given the... You know, we were mostly pro-FA with some concerns, and we've given the con... FA
Harrison and whatnot.
You know, let me read this one last one from PJ Wolf, just because it's fairly short. And okay. It's the FA sale. Where do we even begin with this? My God. I'm sure, like many of the people who use FA, there are often understandable bouts of doubt. And that rhymes. It'd be a great, like, 90s band name.
Understandable bouts of doubt. Yeah. For affinity, what's it all about?
Should we just let him keep going? Drawing
a blank.
Okay. In the administration's ability to run the site. And now they got bought out by a company that's a proto-SL that has managed to stay in business for probably considerably longer than I would have thought. And yet, here we are. I still don't know what to think of this. I'm not doing anything drastic like leaving FA, but this is the primary reason why I've expanded to a few sites. There are other websites out there, so it makes sense not to have all your eggs in one basket. I don't trust FA. Dragonair has let some seriously shady things happen with the admin on his watch, and the trouble ticket system has moved past the point of being a joke. While FA might actually benefit from a shakeup in leadership, this isn't going to happen because Dragonair is still in charge along with his motley crew. I don't know how many motley crew he actually has, though. And,
yeah.
You know, they hopefully will have more staff from their end to help with somebody admitting. But I'm... Adding to my own thing again. Maybe this infusion of cash, which IMVU is apparently providing in exchange for advertising, is what FA needs, and we may actually see a much better site that develops from it. I don't know that, though, and FA is infamous for not keeping its promises. Consider me cautiously pessimistic, PJ Wolf.
Yeah, and to be fair, you've got legit, there's been some shit that happened.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't all sunshine and rainbows, but... It's basically a wait and see,
and
we don't have your eggs all in one basket. Have backups of your archives if you're an artist.
Yeah, back that ass up.
The other thing is, right now, it also boils down to we actually have no fucking choice. There's not a word of screaming and bitching and moaning that's going to do anything else than to cancel the sale. It's sold. The deal is done. There's no going back. We're stuck with FA however it's going to turn, so you have a choice to either wait it out or... Leave. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he said that we might do it and this bunch of screaming is going to change anything. It's done.
Yeah, this isn't even something like, oh, well, I'm going to make a petition to blah, blah, because, sorry, corporate America has their hooks in.
Yeah, it's sold. It's done. So,
I mean, your options are wait and see or...
You know, see you later, bye.
And, well, not even that. You don't have to leave, but it's like, you know, just do the smart thing and have backups.
Well, I thought that's what we meant by wait and see.
Cover
your ass. Watch. Or if you're just done with FA and this last little bit of malarkey is it for you, then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
That is well within your rights.
So.
Yep. I mean,
personally, I'm going to wait and see what happens. I'm not really willing to dump my archive yet, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere for the time being. No.
I have accounts on multiple things, but I don't really use FA much at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I post about when I have book announcements.
Yeah.
I mean, I post when I get a commission, but, like, it's not like I even use the journal that much. Yeah. I could blog more.
I have, like, 4 journals ever on my...
Yeah.
I have a lot of, like, photos and some art and lots of favorites, but that's about it.
Yeah, I do have quite a few favorites. I do go through and fave and comment on other people's stuff and everything. But
see, I don't even comment that often.
I don't either.
I'm a lurker.
But,
I mean, unless I'm kind of friendly with the person, then I'll reply. But if it's just random person I don't really know, but I admire their art.
There's a number of artists that, like, I like their posting and their art and all, like, engage with them, but not that many.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to a local furry, Kana Otter, who you guys know. You know him, right?
I'm pretty sure I know him.
Yeah, as a Teal and Keo and Avery's roommate.
Yeah, they usually just call him Otter.
Otter, yeah. Okay. He has appendicitis. He's in surgery right now. Yeah. They're removing his appendix. That's... So obviously, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery. And good call that that he was able to be diagnosed before it
burst.
Actually burst, yeah.
Because once it bursts, you know, you're lucky if you don't die.
Well, it's a lot nastier. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if you, like, ignore it and such, yeah. But, yeah.
All right.
Good luck to him.
Good luck to him, and hopefully we'll have good news on the next week.
Yep. Now, no show next week because of reasons, right?
Con?
I'm in town until I'm...
I thought it was next week.
Next week is VabsCon, isn't it?
No.
Hang on. Let me pull up the calendar.
Because that con's on the 4th through the 6th.
No, I've got BabsCon on March 27th to 29th, along with Motor City FurCon, which is next weekend. I've got you listed as no Saverin on March 26th, so there'd be no show.
I should double-check my schedule.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, if you have a flight to California, you might want to make sure what
weekend
it is. You
booked it to the right weekend.
I'd be like, I'm going to California, and there's no con that weekend. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I hope you got...
You know what? You may be right, because I remember you saying it was the same week as HavenCon, but HavenCon is the 4th and 5th.
Yeah, it's the same weekend as HavenCon.
We'll have to look that up.
We'll double check that off.
If you are in town, we'll do a show next week.
Yeah.
If you are not, we'll do a show on the 2nd.
BabsCon is April 3 through 5. Okay. So he's right. Calendar's wrong.
All right.
That's my bad.
Okay.
So we'll have an episode next week. If you're a new listener and you made it to the end, congratulations. This is our show, more or less.
It's very much usually like that, except there's more penis discussion.
Sometimes not. We do have a sponsor for the time being, AdamandEve.com. You can go and use our coupon code, KNOT, to buy yourself something. If you use our coupon code, you get a bunch of bonus gifty stuff.
Free shipping, isn't it, too?
Nope. Not anymore.
Okay.
That's not that great a deal. But you should tell, if you would like to support the show in that way until we get our Patreon going, we do get a cut of the sales. And other than that, you can follow us on Tumblr at notcast.tumblr.com. That is where we post our shows now. You can follow us on Twitter at notcast if you followed us via IMVU. I really don't know why they did that, but you know what? That's all right.
Tumblr is also notcast.
Yep. FA, notcast. Weasley, which doesn't have any content on it, but we're on there too as notcast.
Are you sensing a theme?
Yeah, we try to keep the name consistent across all platforms.
You can email us
at notcast@foxdeffers.com or go to our Tumblr and send us questions anonymously.
Okay.
Personal Twitters?
At Saverin Drake, SAVRINDRAKE. Drake is a surname. I'm not a dragon.
or a duck.
At Fuzzwolf, just like it sounds.
Quack, quack.
And I'm actually not Shiva because the name's already taken on Twitter. I'm Chimera, K-H-Y-M-A-E-R-A.
And that way you can stalk us online.
Yay. Stalk.
And on that note.
Good night.
And big balls.